Music don't change the world.
There's something happening here.
Got to fight the powers that be.
We shall overcome.
I'm going to tell all you fascists, you may be surprised.
Music don't change the world. Only the audience can change the world. But a good songwriter can offer a different perspective.
Which side are you on in this summer of 16? Singer Billy Bragg in 2014 was so certain of his side in British politics that he sang this tune on the day of former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher's death.
I'm bound to follow my conscience and I'll do whatever I can, but it'll take much more than a union law to knock the fight out of a working man. And which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Over his 30-plus year career, Billy Bragg has never wavered as a voice of the left, with a spiritual lineage connecting him to the likes of Odetta and the anti-fascism of Dust Bowl troubadour Woody Guthrie. Bragg came out of the punk folk rebellion of the 1970s with the likes of The Clash, but he's a romantic who's written some fabulous love songs, too. On the night of the Brexit vote, he found himself on stage at the Glastonbury Festival with an audience of thousands of fellow Brits. The vote itself and the contradictions and implications of it made it difficult to take a side. Bragg says these days the importance of a songwriter to make sense of history as it happens has limits. There's only so much anyone with a guitar and a few lyrics can do, he says.
The most you can do with music don't change the world. The audience, only the audience can change the world. But a good songwriter can offer a different perspective, and that's what I try to do. I try to, you know, find the positives and work out, you know, join the dots in a different way from the way that's being done by the mainstream press.
But what's the emotional connection that you have with people? Because it's more than just you're connecting dots.
Yes, that's very, very true. Well, music is a great leveler. It can encourage, and I think it's highest calling, it can encourage empathy with people that you never met. You hear a song about someone's problems and you think, you know, I really feel for them and their difficulty. Or you feel that, you know, you have that problem too. It, you know, music is really powerful in that sense. So if an event has just happened, if for instance, something cataclysmic has just occurred and that night you happen to go on stage and you're trying to articulate how you feel about that and people are connecting with that, then it becomes more than just a gig.
There's a lot that rhymes with Trump these days, Billy Bragg.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
There is, yeah. There's a lot of the rhymes with demagogue as well. There's something going on. It's not just in the United States of America. Trump isn't a purely, obviously, it's an American phenomenon. But what's happening there, the movement away from what you might call centrist politics, is a common figure right across Europe. What Trump is trying to suggest is classic sort of trying to blame minorities within society for all of society's problems, when the real fundamentals, it seems to me, from what's being said in Europe and what's being said in United States of America, is actually a problem with the economy rather than a problem with people who don't look like us.
What song of your youth that you grew up with as a protest song that was really meaningful to you do you think would be meaningful today? And what artist do you think would be very active today as a protest singer, given those issues you've just outlined?
There was a lot of this kind of politics in punk. You know, bands like The Clash were trying to bring together white youth and black youth in the UK in the late 70s. That was very, very important in my political education. But the one person I turn to in situations like that, like that we find ourselves in now, tend to be Woody Guthrie.
Put him there, boy, and we'll show these fascists what a couple of hillbillies can do.
He had a deep, deep understanding of human nature, and he never wrote a cynical song in his life. And I think if you're going to write about politics, you have to try and make sure that you don't. I mean, we all feel cynical from time to time, but cynicism really is the enemy of all of us who want to make the world a better place.
Well, I'm going to tell you, fascists, you may be surprised. People in this world are getting organized. You're bound to lose. You fascists, bound to lose.
So you have to curb your cynicism and write songs that are positive and bring out empathy in people.
All you fascists, bound to lose.
Yes.
All you fascists, bound to lose. You're bound to lose. You fascists.
again, as a songwriter, you're using words like demagogue, empathy, you know. These don't rhyme.
In the 80s, I was, you know, writing in more ideological terms, but now I find myself writing in a broader sense. You know, probably the most political song I sing now is a song called I Keep Faith.
If you want to meet the weather, you have to take the blame. If sometimes dark clouds fill the sky and it starts to rain.
Which is, you know, basically, it speaks about keeping on, you know, it's difficult. As I say, cynicism is all around us. You switch on the TV, you read the newspapers, you start to think to yourself, nobody else cares about this stuff. You know, nothing ever changes.
Listen to your heart and you'll find me right by your side, because I keep faith. I keep faith. I keep faith. I keep faith in you. Yes, I do. I keep faith in you.
If you allow yourself to be curdled and assaulted by your own cynicism, you do end up those angry voters screaming at the top of their voice in your face, make America great again. Whenever I hear that phrase, all I want to know is, when was America great? When are they actually talking about? Because I've been coming to America for the last 35 years, and I think it's a pretty great place. I'll be honest with you. You know, it's changed over that time, but it's changed, mostly it's changed positive. There's some things, you know, I'll never understand, like why you don't have free healthcare and why you don't do something about guns. But that's, you know, I'm a foreigner in your country. But other than that, what's Trump afraid of? And these are strange times, you know, and it's not just you and it's not just us, but together, hanging on to each other, those of us who believe in internationalism and empathy and curbing our cynicism, we're going to get through this.
I'm going to tell all you fascists, you may be surprised. People all over this.
Musician and activist Billy Bragg, his latest album, Shine a Light, Field Recordings from the Great American Railroad, is due out September 23rd.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.